Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having my good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for 14 years. He is he's the guy who popularized the paradigm concept. When you hear people using the term paradigm, and recently they've been talking about paradigm shifts, and every time they do that, you should think of Joel Barker because he's the guy who brought that to our attention, especially through his work in his book and his film, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. He's one of the great futurists of our time, and we're glad to say he's our good friend. Joel, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for those compliments. I appreciate that.
By
the way, the president used the word paradigm the other day, so I thought if it's gotten to that far.
And shift. Paradigm shift. They've been using that, too, so they get it. They're starting to get it. And I'm taking a little credit for it because I can't shut up about it either. So, Joel, thank you for being here. Let's talk about some topics that you always bring us that are good. And I want to get these done. I want to get these done in the first two segments because I want to talk about paradigms in the last segment. So one of the things you talked to us about way back in the beginning of our visits was 3D printing. So my question is, is this new stuff 3D centrifuging, or what is it?
Well, what's interesting, the reason I picked it to show it was because what we're now into as we talk about 3D printing is no longer the paradigm shift of 3D printing, because that's done.
It's almost ubiquitous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. What we're talking about now is paradigm enhancement. Mm-hmm. And I used this example, which is a profound example. It's printing teeny little objects using 3D printing. And because they're small, they can print the entire object in 30 seconds from start to finish.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, small products, small objects.
Like what? Like a button or?
Well, you could do a button. I think the email is the location, the URL that I sent you shows a boat that's been printed.
Yeah.
But they're talking about tissue organs. They're talking about hearing aids. They're talking about mouth guards. But here's the one that got my attention.
And technical 3D things too, then, right? Not just
not just
a big piece of plastic with a hole in it, but technical things.
And three dimensional and operational. And now here's the thing that got me. They did a little research with a surgeon and printed 3D arteries.
Wow.
And they said they were extremely encouraged with the results of that the first time through. So all of a sudden, you got an artery problem, and think of the time, speed here. We're talking 30 seconds. The printer could be in the other room.
But there was something about a device that was spinning. That reminded me of a centrifuge.
Well, you know, I didn't spend that much time looking at it. I was looking at the results.
Yeah.
So that.
But I thought that was an interesting. The reason I say that, I know a little bit about centrifugation. And I thought it was interesting that if part of 3D printing includes the spinning of things, which separates, it's a separation process, it's also a consolidation process, that would be an interesting, what'd you call it, an interesting enhancement to the 3D printing. Centrifugation.
Exactly, and may also be innovation at the verge, where you're taking two different processes.
Yes,
and using that.
And not and innovative, and it's innovative because you're not saying you're not allowing the word printing to hold you back.
Exactly right, and that's what happens to a robust paradigm.
Yeah,
they go in many many directions, and that's what we're seeing here. So
they go in the direction they want to go in, right? Because I mean, there's so much about what we do, so much innovation in my career, Joel. I've found out that there's so much about innovation. That if you just let the innovation live, follow it. Follow the innovation. Let it live. Let it seek its own levels. and not hold it back by your paradigms, your baggage, right?
Oh, absolutely right. And we're already in the section three, but that's exactly what happens. You say, yep, I'm going to do this for arteries.
Yep.
And you get stuck in, you do a great job in arteries, but you're missing there's about 10 other things you could have done at the same time.
Right.
But you were focusing on that one thing.
Mm-hmm. No,
so
no
that's
question.
That's one that is paradigm enhancement, making the paradigm even better, and we're getting down to incredibly fast, incredibly small, incredibly accurate products. So
yeah,
there's probably, if you look across industries, there's probably something in every industry that this will impact.
Yeah. This is so, folks, look it up. Go to SciTechDaily.com, and you'll find it about the 3D printing. Go take a quick break. Right back with Joe Barker. JoeBarker.com, StarThrower.com. Check those out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.